living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So strokes are the third leading cause of death in the United States. So the question I want to ask, can fish oils help? Now, I'm not talking about in a preventative way. I'm talking about after the stroke happens, can fish oils limit the amount of damage that occurs to the brain? This is such an important question when it comes to strokes, because we know that if we can diagnose a stroke within, say, 1 to 4 hours after symptoms begin, and we can increase the blood flow to the brain, the part of the brain that is being that's being damaged by the stroke, if we can increase the blood flow to that area, we can limit the damage, and then the recovery is quicker and in some cases complete. So we know that preserving brain tissue, keeping it healthy right after a stroke, is really important. The problem is the only treatment we have for this are these drugs that break up clots. They're powerful drugs. They have to be administered within just a couple of hours of stroke symptoms for them to work. And because they break up clots, they cause all kinds of bleeding issues, and that can even cause another type of stroke. So they're not the cleanest drugs to use. So if we can find something that can prevent how much damage is occurring in the brain from a stroke, I mean, this would really help out a lot of people. It would prevent maybe permanent neurological deficits. I mean, that would be big for a big thing to talk about, and that's what we have here. So scientists administered DHA. That's one of the omega-3 fats. It's one of the longer-chain omega-3 fats. It's a component of fish oil. They gave it to mice and found that it reduced the damage inflicted by strokes. Strokes affect, remember, millions of people every year. They are a major cause of disability, and the key thing is to get to the hospital fast and limit the amount of damage. That's the key. Now, I'm not talking about prevention. I'm going to mention maybe some things at the end if I have time about preventing. What I want to focus on here is if you have a stroke symptom, remember that's usually one side of your body, maybe an arm all of a sudden you can't use, some sensation problems, numbness, your droopy face, your slurred speech, that kind of stuff. It's so critical that you get to the hospital really, really fast. Because if we can limit the amount of damage, you're going to get better faster, and you might even fully recover. So what can we do here? Where it turns out, we might be able to use something like DHA, which is part of fish oil. So this new study really is going to bring in, I think, a lot of hope. And as it may be, maybe fish oil, specifically the DHA component of it, is a new therapy for stroke recovery. So let's take a look at what I got. This was published in the Public Library of Sciences in 2013. The headline for the study read, DHA in fish oil decreased brain damage by up to 51%. Let me explain what that means. So you have an artery feeding a certain part of the brain, you know. And when I say certain part of the brain, you're talking about maybe trillions of brain cells. That artery becomes clogged, which means no oxygen is getting in. It becomes ischemic. The brain cells begin to die. That's called an infarct. That area of infarction, that area of ischemia or brain cell death, can get quite large depending on how big this artery was that's now clogged. So if I have a clogged artery that's causing death to these brain cells, and I administer DHA, one of the fats, one of the omega-3 fats, and it decreases that area of damage by 51%, that's the difference between a permanent deficit and total recovery maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks down the line. That's how powerful this could actually be. So strokes were induced in mice. This is another animal model. Remember, I talk about rats and mice a lot. They're good animal models. Their physiology is just about exactly like ours. The animals were divided into different groups and received one of three treatments. They either received just a collection of omega-3 fats, mostly concentrated with the DHA version. They were given omega-6 fats, or they were given a saline solution. So you had three groups, right? You had the omega-3 group with a bunch of DHA, the omega-6 group, and then I guess what you would call the real control here, a saline group. Treatments were given during different time intervals, and responses were measured by examining the infarct volume. Remember, those are the number of brain cells involved in that area of damage. So they were actually measuring that volume of brain space that was being damaged. Now, the infarct volume was 43% smaller in mice given the omega-3 fatty acids in general. Just, you know, omega-3 fatty acids in general, forget the DHA component first. They just gave a bunch of omega-3s, and there was a 43% smaller area of infarct 90 minutes after the stroke was induced. That's a good, quick response. Now, when they took the fish oils and did the same thing with another group, but they concentrated with the DHA, this decreased the infarct volume by 51%. So omega-3s in general, right when a stroke happens, if you can administer omega-3s, you could limit the amount of damage in the brain by 43%. If you concentrate it with DHA, which has long been believed to be the main omega-3 for the brain, you could decrease the amount of damage, that volume of brain tissue, by 51%. I mean, this is major stuff. This is the kind of stuff that needs to be on our morning shows and in the news shows in the evening. I mean, this is the type of study that needs to be mainstream. Mice given the DHA had significant decreases in brain cell death all the way to 8 weeks after they induced the stroke. So not only does the fish oil, specifically the DHA, limit the amount of damage in the brain immediately within 90 minutes, it protected the brain for an additional 8 weeks. Okay, begs the question, why aren't omega-3 fats a common nutrient, if you will? Let's call them a pharmaceutical in this case, if you want. I don't care. Call it what you want. Why aren't they a common treatment for stroke in emergency rooms today? Remember, this was a publication from a research paper from last year, 2013. Never made the big headlines, right? It's companies and research companies like Life Extension, where I am the senior scientist. It's companies like us that have to find this research and do our best to get it out there, because mainstream medicine is not talking about this. You're talking about fish oils decreasing the area of brain damage after a stroke by up to 51%. And then getting further protection of the brain cells for an additional 8 weeks. There's not one drug that a doctor could write as a prescription that comes close to this, and this is fish oil. These are the omega-3 fats. There's a lot of different theories of what might be going on here. It turns out that there's a component called NPD1 is activated by the omega-3 oil. NPD1 is intrinsic in your own body, and the fish oils seem to activate it, and it is an anti-inflammatory and a potent antioxidant, which those two things, an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant, are very important to preserving the brain after a stroke. So fish oils are probably working through that one compound. So there you go. Take your fish oils every day. This isn't about prevention, but if you're taking your fish oils every day for lowering inflammation, your heart, your brain, if something does happen, you're going to be protected. Fish oil, DHA, make that a everyday nutrient. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.